下我们来看十五章的十四节到二十一节。
This afternoon we're going to start with chapter 15 from 14 verse 14 on。
第三段是犹太外邦人做外邦使徒的任务和柱像。
So this is third section of being a minister to the Gentiles。
第一小段是十四节到十六节要所献上外邦人蒙神悦纳。
The first subsection is from verse 14 to verse 16 is to be dedicated for the Gentiles to please God.
十四节,
Verse 14.
弟兄们，我自己深信你们是满有良善，充足了诸般知识，也能彼此劝诫。这里谈到保罗相信罗马的教会能够彼此劝诫。
Here it mentioned that Paul is convinced that the churches in Rome, they can instruct one another.
彼此劝诫就是爱心的表现。
This is a show of their love.
又说他相信他保罗相信他们满有良善。
It's also mentioned they are full of goodness.
有良善的心才愿意彼此劝诫。
Only a heart full of goodness can instruct one another.
有良善的行为，劝诫才有功效。
And only if you have a good conduct, then your instruction will have effect.
如果自己表现得不怎么好，就显得能力。
If you do not perform yourself very well, then you lose the authority to instruct others.
又充足了诸般的知识，因为有知识才懂得怎么去劝人。
Also, they are complete in knowledge so that they know what to show other people.
这个知识属灵的知识。
This is a spiritual knowledge.
就明白圣经的真理，有属灵的知识才懂得怎么去劝人。
That is to know the Bible, to know the truth, so they know how to instruct others.
所以保罗认为这个罗马教会信心是非常好。
Therefore, Paul believes that the Roman church, they have very good faith.
保罗相信他们是有爱心的，能够彼此劝诫，而且良善，愿意劝诫，还有劝诫能够发生功效，又有诸般的知识，懂得怎么去劝人。
And Paul believes that they are full of goodness, complete knowledge, and competent to instruct others with good effect.
看这个十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
但我稍微放胆写信给你们，是要提醒你们的记性，特因神所赐给的恩典。这里谈到保罗所说的这类话是一种提醒，并不等于罗马教不懂这个道理。他们已经懂了，但还要提醒他们的这个记性。
Here Paul mentioned that there's one thing he wanted to remind the church in Rome, not because they don't know yet. Here is just as a reminder for them.
他说特因神给我的恩典。
And this is because of the grace from God.
这个在十五章已经讲过。
We mentioned this in verse 12 already.
十五章的三节说，我凭着所述我的恩对你们说话。这个所述的恩是讲保罗蒙见的当使徒这个恩典。
In chapter 12 verse 3, here says for by the grace, the same grace that Paul mentioned here in verse. Chapter 15.
也就是用使徒身份来对他们说话。
So therefore he was talking to them as an apostle.
看回来罗马书第十五章的第十五节说，特因神给我的恩典，就特因我都被神眷念，得到使徒这个职分的恩典。
And go back to chapter 15, verse 15. It says, because of the grace God has given me.
他要对罗马教说这些话。
And that's why he wanted to speak these words to the Roman churches.
看十六节。
Verse 16.
如我为万般的做基督耶稣的无仆役，做神福音的祭司，教所献上的外邦人，因着圣灵成为圣的，可蒙悦纳。保罗说他是外邦的使徒。
Paul mentioned here he is the minister for Gentiles.
他是为万般人做基督耶稣仆役来服侍大家的。
He is doing this to serve as a service for everybody else.
他是福音的祭司。
He is the priest of gospel.
立法书的祭司要献祭给神。
In the old times, the priests were to offer sacrifice to God.
那保罗不是立法的祭司，而是福音的祭司。
And Paul here, he is the priest of gospel.
那他要献什么东西给神呢？
What is he going to offer to God?
要把外邦人当作祭物献给神。
He is going to offer the Gentiles to God.
我们受洗就跟着同钉十字架，同死同钉十字架。
When we were baptized, we were nailed on a cross with Jesus Christ.
基督是神的羔羊。
Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
他献祭就把祝定赎价就把住了，当祭物献给神，所以赎价好像祭坛。
So he sacrificed, he offered himself as a sacrifice on the cross.
我们受洗就是跟着同属同定赎价，所以受洗也是一种献祭的行为，好像耶稣定赎了，也是一种献祭的 行为。
So therefore, baptism for us is an act of sacrifice.
所以每一个人信了主都已经献给神，属于神的。
So once we are baptized, we are dedicated to God.
那因为保罗是外邦的使徒，也是福音的祭司，所以要把外邦的当作祭物献给神。
Because Paul is the minister to the Gentiles, therefore he wanted to offer the Gentiles a sacrifice to God.
做这些献上外邦的时候，因着圣灵成为圣洁。
Because of the Holy Spirit, they become clean.
就受洗罪都赦免，有圣洁的身份。
That is that their sins are forgiven after they baptized.
加上圣灵帮助过着圣洁的生活。
With the help of the Holy Spirit, they live a holy life.
就会赎罪，要洁净才可以献给神，不洁净的不能献给神。
In old times, in the Old Testament, you have to be cleaned in order to be offered to God.
外邦因为圣灵成为圣洁，可以当作洁净东西献给神，能够让神悦纳的。
And Gentiles, similarly, they are cleaned by their baptism. Therefore, God will be pleasing to have them.
所以我们每个人过着圣洁的生活，这样才可以献给神。
And therefore, we need to have a holy life in order to be dedicated to God.
十七节到十九节第六小段，到处传扬基督的福音。
The second section, verses 17 through 19, is to preach the gospel throughout the world.
看十七节。
Look at verse 17.
所以论到神的事，这里所谈到神的事，就是献祭这一回事。
Here is talking about the service to God.
看罗希伯来五章第一节。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1.
希伯来书第五章。第一节
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 1
凡从人间挑选的大祭司是奉派替人办理属神的事为要献上礼物和赎罪祭这里谈到祭司要办理属神的事就是下面所谈到的献祭
Here in chapter 5 verse 1 mentioned the priests are selected to do things for God
看回来罗马书十五章十七节
We turn back to Romans chapter 15 verse 17
论到神的事就论到献祭这一回事
Here is talking about the service to God.
我在基督耶稣里可以有可以夸口的，他要夸口什么呢？就是把福音传开了，让好多外邦的信了耶稣。
So what Paul glories here is that he can spread the gospel to Gentiles.
可以把这些外邦人当作祭物献给神。
Therefore, he can use the Gentiles as a sacrifice to God.
完成他的任务。
To accomplish what he was supposed to do.
他主这个来夸口。
And this is what he glories in.
然后十八节说。
In verse 18,
除了基督借我做的那些事，我什么都不敢提啊。他所提的就是耶稣基督他所行的事情。
And he would not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through him.
他所行的就是把福音传开了。
What he has accomplished was to spread the gospel.
主题他只有言语、作为、用神的启示的能力。圣人能力使外邦人顺服啊，他怎么能够把福音传开呢
？How was he able to accomplish this？
就是借着言语
，and that was through his words。
我们传福音，从人通常是用话语讲出来。
Normally, when we preach the gospel, we say it through our mouth.
也可以用文字写出来。
We can write it down in words.
用文字写出来，我们叫文宣；用口传出去的叫口宣。
If you write it down, it's a literacy. Preaching, if we say it out, it's a verbal.
用言语，可以用文字把神的话传出去。
We can use our verbal technology. We can use our verbal technique as well as.
那为了让
words to write them down.
为了让所传的福音能够叫人接受，他这里说，靠着圣灵的能力、神迹奇的能力，还有神的能力，才能够外邦的顺服。
In order for the gospel to be accepted by others, he has to.Go through the needed power.
外邦人拜偶像也有一些奇怪的经验。
The Gentiles, when they used to worship the idols, they had some strange experiences.
魔鬼是用这些异能来迷惑人。
And Satan will use those supernatural things to confuse people.
好像使徒八章记载，腓力到了撒玛利亚传福音。
Just like recorded in the book of Acts.
行邪西面的行好多的奇事来迷惑人。
When Philip was trying to preach the gospel, the demons will perform evil miracles to confuse people.
但腓力奉耶稣名行的神比他更大。
Yet Philip was able to perform a greater miracle in the name of Jesus
Christ.
所以
又连行西面来信耶稣。
And therefore, everybody was baptized in Jesus Christ.
保罗是靠着圣灵能力，神的能力来叫外邦人顺服。
And Paul was able to do same thing.
许多时代，他们不能传到什么地方去，就会有很多神迹奇叫大家来信耶稣。
And no matter where they went to preach the gospel, there will be miracles accompanying them.
我们真叫几十年来，不管传到什么地方去，也是一样用神迹来把福音传开。
And we, our Jesus, the church has preached the gospel around the world with miracles as well.
很多人信耶稣，因为看到我们有神奇的这个呢体验，他们就接受了。
Many people came to see the miracles and they believed.
啊，一般基督教他们有的神学家牧师认为神迹已经成过去了。
And some other theologian will tend to believe that the time for miracles are past.
他们说许多有神迹没有做，现在没有了。
They will say that it's indeed true they had miracles 2,000 years ago, but now they're no longer here anymore.
啊，过去这个过去的人所说的教育普遍不是很高。
In old times, people did not have good education.
社会比较落后。
And the civilization was not as advanced.
所以需要靠神迹传开。
And therefore, they needed the miracles to preach the gospel.
现加拿大教育水平普遍提高，而且好多的这个医疗设备。
Now, with the advancement in education as well as in medical technology.
所以不必靠神也可以把福音传开。
So we do not need miracles anymore in order to preach the gospel.
但圣经说，耶稣基督昨天、今天、永远都一样，不改变。
The Bible tells us that.God is yesterday the same as God today and tomorrow will never change.
他的能力不改变。
His power will not change.
他的爱不会改变。
Nor will his love.
啊，随时随地，我们只要有信心，祷告就有神迹随着。
Anywhere, anytime when we pray, God will be with us.
啊，我从信主到现在，家里都贴好多神迹。
Since the day I believe myself until now, we had many miracles in our family.
这个在我写的，我现在看见神里面好多见证。
And we have many testimonies.
所以神迹都是因为遇到困难祷告得到的。
Those miracles all came through our prayers when we encounter difficulties.
所以信心都是因为被逼出来的。
So all the faith actually was due to a situation, difficult situations.
啊，我们有病时候很习惯就是看医生。
When we get sick, our normal response will be to go see a doctor.
医生没有办法医治，才找耶稣求耶稣医治。
They only come to Jesus when the doctor, cannot heal us.
过去台湾没有健保劳保，看医生很贵。
In the old times, there was no healthcare system for everybody. Therefore, it was very difficult to go see a doctor.
啊，过去台湾是农业社会的时代，一般弟兄姐妹都比较穷苦。
And people used to be very poor.
啊，所以有医生，有病就找医生，不必花钱。
So when they got sick, they would just go see Jesus, which is free.
因为这样神迹很多。
And therefore, there are many miracles.
那现在因为有健保劳保看医生，台湾挂100块就可以看医生。
Nowadays, there's this full health coverage for everybody. It's very inexpensive to go see a doctor.
有些老信徒说，他们从前信主时候，台湾好多神迹，为什么现在好像神迹减少呢？
The old believer will ask me, how come in the old times there are so many miracles yet? Today we don't see any as many.
因为神的行善的机会都给医生拿走了。
Because the doctors has taken away all the opportunities from God.
每组信徒排队挂号时候，耶稣在旁边看过，说：“我又失去一组机会了。”
Every time a patient will register for a doctor, the God will say, "I lost another opportunity."
不是神的能力减少，是我们信心退步。
It's not because God has lost His power, but because we have lost our faith.
这个不等于说看有病不能看医生。
I'm not saying here that we should not go see a doctor when we get sick.
耶稣说健康的用不到医生，等于说有病可以看医生。
And Jesus said, "Those who are healthy do not go see a doctor; only the sick ones need to do so."
但看医生也不要忘记祷告。
But if you want to go see a doctor, please do not forget to pray.
为什么看医生还要祷告呢？
Why do you still need to pray even if you go see a doctor?
因为有时候可能会误诊。
Because sometimes doctors make mistakes.
可能下错药。
They may give you the wrong medicine.
这种事情在医学上常常有这个报告。
It happens all the time.
所以我们祷告是求神让医生能够诊断正确，下药下得对。
So when we pray, we ask the Lord to let the doctor make a right diagnostic and give us the right medicine.
可以说最好的治疗。
And to give us the best treatment.
这也是要靠神的恩典，神的能力。
We need to still rely on God's power and His grace.
有的信心特别强，就是不管什么病，绝对不看医生。
Some will have a very strong faith and no matter how sick they get, they will not go see a doctor.
但这种信心一种恩赐，不是每个都有。
And this is a special gift. Not everybody will have that.
凡事不能强求。
You cannot force it.
Yeah, 假如这个特别恩赐的信心，他可以不必看医生，一直祷告。
If you have the special gift, of course you can just keep on praying.
一般人通常都也有看医生，也有祷告。
And normally for us, we all pray and we go see a doctor at the same time.
看医生并没有违背信仰，但是祷告更重要。
It's not against our faith to go see a doctor, but it's more important to pray.
因为过去台湾没有健保劳保，传道人从总会领的钱很有限，生活都很节俭才够用， 他家里有人生病，就得找耶稣，不必花钱。
And therefore, in the old times, because people are poor and the preachers, with the few little money that they got from the church, they did not feel like spending that amount of money to see a doctor.
啊，因为做人就可以体验好多神迹。
Therefore, there are so many miracles.
保罗传福音的时候，就用神奇的能力、圣的能力把福音传开的。
So Paul used the power of God to spread the gospel.
看十九节。
Let's read verse 19. 甚
至我从耶路撒冷主转到以利里谷，到处传了基督的福音啊！保罗传福音很积极，到处去传，造了一大圈，到处去传福音，把人传遍了。
So I can see here, Paul is very active in proclaiming the gospel of God.
啊，十七到十九节啊，就是第二小段，到处传基督福音。现在我们看到二十节到二十一节，就是第三小段。立住做栽种的工作。
Now verses 20 and 21.
二十节，我立了柱像，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上啊。这里谈到保罗是开拓传道。
And you can see here that Paul is the adventurer.
他说我栽种亚波罗浇灌。
He says that when I sow the seed, Apollo will water it.
栽种就传福音，建立教会。
To sow the seed is to establish the church.
浇灌的牧养继承的教会。
To water the seeds is to pastor the church.
这个就两种不同恩赐。
Two different kinds of gifts.
因为保罗恩赐是传福音、撒种、建立教会。
So the gifts for Paul is to spread the gospel.
所以他立柱像已经有人传过的地方，他不去传。
So his ambition is not to go to where gospel has already been spread out.
因为他的恩赐属于传福音、建立教会，而不是牧养教会。
So his gift is to preach the gospel.
所以已经有人传过了，他就不想去。
So he does not want to go places where people has been to already.
免得建造在别人的根基上。
So that he would not build on somebody else's foundation.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
就是经上所记，未曾闻出他信息的，真要看见。未曾听见，将要明白。就是说，到没有人传的地方去传的，这样才能够把人传开。
So verse 21 says, it only can spread the gospel across if you go to place unknown.
台湾的神学院已经数出几年的历史。
The theological school in Taiwan has a history of over 40 years.
就从1963成立到现在。
It started from year 1963.
到目前为止，毕业谈神学已经有100多个。
And so far, we had over 100 graduates.
也有从外国去念，然后回到外国去当传道。
And some of those came from different foreign countries than they went back to their own country and when they graduated.
几十年来，坛学毕业的传道差不多都是注目教会的。
And after several decades, all the pastors that graduated, they're pastoring their local churches now.
啊，我常常想，应当传道人有的有传福音恩赐的，就组织一个布道团，到处去传福音，建立教会。
Oftentimes, I think that those of the pastors who are gifted in preaching the gospel should be sent out to preach the gospels.
好像外教也有宣教团、布道团，到处去传福音呢。
Just like some other denominations, they have different missions for different duties.
那有布道恩赐的传道就不必注目教会，就是组织一个布道团，到处去传福音。
If somebody has a gift for spreading the gospel, they should go out instead of pastoring
the church. 那有牧养恩赐的就在教会牧养教会。
Those who are gifted in pastoring the church should stay
with the
church. 就是把
牧养跟宣教分开。
Therefore, this way we can separate out the preaching the gospel from pastoring the church.
啊，虽然要虽然我这个想法，但是很难去实行。
Even though I have this idea, but it's quite difficult to carry it out.
有一次，一代表的一个代表提了议案。
Once there was one representative proposed this.
他说应当传道人要组织布道团到处传福音，然后有牧养恩赐的给他留着叫牧养。他提这个案。
So he proposes an agenda to separate out the pastors from those one who preach the gospels to those one who pastor the church.
那时候我当宣务职务者。
And that time was the person in charge of this situation.
啊，我说这个意见很好。
I actually quite agree with him.
那如果把现在几个传道拉出来组织一个布道团，
if we do now, then take a few pastors out to form a
可能不是一个团队，可能两三个团。
There will maybe quite a few different groups.
那注目教会传道拉几个出来组织几个布道团，相对的各地教会牧养教会的传道就减少。
And if we do that, those people who stay behind to pastor the church, the number will go down drastically.
那牧养教会传道缺少，这个各地教负责人长老要讲道机会就更多。
And then because the number of pastoring pastors are decreasing. We need more deacons or brothers and sisters in the church to go to the pulpit to give
service.
And then the representatives was afraid. He was afraid to keep on going further.
传道人每天读信要讲一遍道理不那么困难。
It's not very difficult for a pastor to prepare for a sermon if he study Bibles every day.
长老就是负责人，他们有自己的工作。
For those elders, deacons, however, they have their own worldly job.
也没有错过什么神的训练。
They are not formally trained either.
圣经道理懂得很有限。
Their understanding of the Bible is quite limited.
然后常常排在讲道，他有困难。
And it will be very difficult for them to give sermon very often.
有一个负责人告诉我。
There's one person who's in charge that used to tell me.
你们传道人一个地方注目3年5年，就到另一个地方去。
For you as pastors, you stay one place 3 or 5 years, then you move on.
到另一个地方去会炒冷饭了。
You can just use your old material again.
你在那边讲道呢，到那边也去可以讲这炒冷饭嘛。
If you go to a different place, you can just use your old material.
我们负责一辈都在这里，没有冷饭可以炒啊。
Our local church here, the deacons and the elders were not going anywhere. Therefore, we cannot go to our old material.
每处都讲新的。Therefore,
we have to come out with new material every time.
哪里有那么多新的？
Where do we get so much material from?
所以他们听说要增加讲道机会，就不敢再讨论了。
So when they heard that they were supposed to give more sermons in this case, then they were afraid and they stopped.
所以那一个案就这样收回去了。So
that proposal just died like that.
理想是很理想，但做也是有它的困难。Of
course, it's a nice proposal, but it's very difficult to carry out.
但保罗建立一个教以后，
But here, Paul, when he established a church,
就教会当地的长老。
There will be local elders in the church.
我们看使徒二十章。
Let's look at the book of Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十章的17节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 17.
保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。这里说。
Here, Paul sent the elders from the church over.
看28节。圣灵立你们做全族监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎。牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。保罗对以弗所教会长老说，你们是全族的监督。
Here, he told the elders in the church that you need to watch over the flocks.
要牧养神的教会。
You are here to pastor the church of God.
保罗也差派提摩太、提多到各城去安立长老之事。
Paul also asked Timothy to go to different churches to anoint elders and deacons.
保罗建立个教会通常不是很久的时间留在那个地方，等到这个教会建立起来，他就。 把这个教给长老，就是去牧养，然后自己又到另一个地方去开拓。
Normally, Paul will establish church in a new place, and then he will hand that over to deacons and the elders in the church to take over.
可见保罗在传福音时候，他一方面传福音，一方面也在训练那些将来可以继承他工作的长老之士，接棒。
We can see that in his process of preaching the gospel, he also training the future leaders of the church.
你要派他去牧养教，你要有东西给他去牧养，就是有灵粮给他牧养。
If you want him to pastor the church, you need to show him what to do.
所以保罗应当是要么传的，要么也在造就那些苦用的人才。
So therefore, Paul was training materials to work for God.
就圣工人训练。
Those are the holy worker trainers.
所以传道不是只有晚上安息讲的而已，应当要多找时间训练工人。
So for a pastor, it's your duty also to preach holy work, to train holy workers in addition to preaching. You need to show them how to do and give them material so that they can pastor the church for you.
我们通常晚上聚安息聚不一定有什么主题，就是今天讲的跟明天讲的不一定有连贯。
And sometimes when we have services at night, we do not necessarily have a very coherent theme.
但是呢，讲习会有主题，所以每一个。 道理都是有系统、有连、互相有连、有连的关系的。
In the Bible seminar, however, we have a coherent theme that we go from the beginning to the end.
因此，教会如果常常举行圣经讲习会、圣工的训练，以后传道人才有办法把教给这样去牧养，然后助理去开拓教会。
Therefore, if we had this kind of Bible seminars more often, then we can train more holy workers in the church.
属徒属的教会历史很短。
The history of the churches in the apostle time is not very long.
降临建立教会3000个硕士。 时，差不多公元30年。
Was about the 30 years after Christ when the Holy Spirit came down to establish the church.
啊，老约翰差不多公元95年九十八、九十七年就离世。
And John left the world in about 95 or 98 years after Christ.
所以使徒虽然历史很短
，So the history is very short.
但看保罗写的书信，知道当时的信徒信心都很好。
But if you look at Paul's letter, you can see that the believers had very good faith at that time.
而且保罗放心会把教交给长老去牧养，然后他自己到另一个地方去开拓。
Paul was able to left the church behind to his elders and deacons so he can move on.
可见他除了晚上的聚会或那些聚会之外，应当也很看重这个工人训练，还有一般性的讲习会。
So we can see that in addition to his normal sermon, he also pay attention to holy worker trainings.
啊，再看这个下面22节。
Now let's look at verse 22.
22到29这是第数段行程的计划。
So verse 22 to 29 is his itinerary to a different to visit a different place.
啊，第一小段是22到24节，他希望到罗马去。
Then verses 22 and 24 is his plan to visit Rome.
22节，我因多次被拦阻，总不能不得到你们那里去啊。保罗很想去罗马，但是几次的拦阻没有办法去。
Paul really wanted to go to Rome, however, quite a few times he was hindered from going there.
是什么拦阻他没有讲。
He didn't mention what prevented him from going.
很可能是传福音工作很忙，抽不出时间去。
Most likely was due to his busy schedule.
23呢，但如今我在这里再没有可传地方啊，这个地方大家都传遍了。
In verse 23 says, now there's no more place for him to preach here now.
保罗写罗马书在哥林多写，所以他说的这个地方就是哥林多一带地方，他都传遍了。
So this place refers to the places near the Corinthian church because he wrote the letter.
哥林多是当时的一个大城市，他把这个大城市每个地方都传遍了。
Corinth was a very big city at that time, therefore he was able to preach all throughout the region.
在这里已经没有可传地方了。
There's no longer any space for him to work.
所以我可以到你们那边去。
And therefore he can go to Rome now.
然后到，而且这几年我切心想望到苏班牙。去的时候可以到你们那里啊，这个书本就是西班牙，想去西边呢，路过你们那边去罗马看你们。
So he wanted to go to Spain. On his way, he can go visit Rome.
西边呢是当初最北的地方。
Spain was the northmost place for them at that time.
保罗想去那边路过罗马去看他们。
So on his way to Spain, he can go visit Rome.
25-24节。
24.
盼望从你们那里经过，得见你们，先与你们彼此交往，心里稍微满足，然后。蒙你们送行啊，这个是本来的计划。
And this is his original plan in verse 24.
但是现在改变计划了。
Now his plan has changed.
这是25-27节。
In verse 25-27.
啊，第六小段，现在要往耶路撒冷去。
Now he needs to go to Jerusalem.
啊，25节。
In verse 25.
但现在我要往耶路撒冷去攻击圣徒。26节。
26.
因为马其顿和雅盖人乐意做出捐献给耶路撒冷的圣徒中的穷人。27节。
27.
这雇人是他们乐意的，其实也算是所欠的债。因为外邦人既然在他们属灵好像有份，就当把养生之物供给他们啊。这边谈到他为什么改变计划。
This is mentioned the reason why he changed his plan.
因为他要把马其顿雅盖人奉献的钱拿去耶路撒冷帮助耶路撒冷的穷人。
The reason is because he needed to take the contribution from the people in Macedonia and Archaea to help the poor in Jerusalem.
当时的马其顿省三个教会。
The time there were three big churches in the province of Macedonia.
第一个是腓立比教会。
One is the Church of Philippi.
是欧洲的第一个教会。
That's the first church in Europe.
这记在使徒十六章。
That's in verse chapter 12 of Acts.
以利亚一家信耶稣，犹大的家做据点，传传开，建立了腓立比教会。
That was the first church in Europe.
第二个教会就是帖撒罗尼迦教会，记在使徒十七章。
Second church is Thessalonian Church in Acts chapter 17.
第三个是比利亚教会，记也在使徒十七。
The third church is also recorded in Acts chapter 7.
三个就是马其顿省三个教会。
Those are the three churches in the province of Macedonia.
雅盖省有两个教会。
Achaia province there are two churches.
一个是哥林多教会。
One is the Church of Corinth.
记在使徒十八章。
It's recorded in Acts chapter 18.
一个是坚固里教会。坚固里在罗马书十六章一节有一个坚固里教会，这个是属于雅盖的一个教会。
Another church is the Church of Sancrea, is also established in the province of Achaia.
这些教会都是 外邦人教会。
Those churches are all churches by Gentiles.
耶路撒冷教会是犹太人教会。
The churches in Jerusalem are church of Jews.
他们本来不同血统、不同文化背景、不同语言。
Of course, they have different cultural background, different language, and different ethnic background.
但现在信耶稣是一家人了。
Now they all believe in the same Christ, the same family.
所以他们租到耶路撒冷好多穷人需要帮助他，他们就乐意帮助他们。
So when they learned there were so many poor people in Jerusalem that need help, they were willing to offer.
关于他们热心帮助耶路撒冷穷人那一种做法，在哥林多后书八章也有提到。
This was also recorded in the Second Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书的第八章。
Second Corinthians chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
弟兄们，我把神数给马其顿众教的恩告诉你们。第二节。就他们在患难中受大试炼时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们肉捐的厚恩。第三节，我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且过来力量，助你甘愿乐意的捐助。第四节，再三的求我们准他们在供给圣徒的恩情上有份。这里谈到马其顿众教会怎么样爱主。
Here it mentioned how the churches in Macedonia they loved God.
他们知道耶稣的信徒很穷。
When they learned that the disciples in Jerusalem were very poor.
但马其顿众教也是很穷。
However, the Macedonian churches are quite poor too.
虽然他们很穷，可是想到耶稣的信徒更穷。
But even though they are poor, the churches in Jerusalem even in the worst condition.
所以在很困难当中，还自己超过力量来奉献要。帮助耶稣的穷人。
In their difficulties, they offered to help the poor people in Jerusalem.
在主里面是一家人，虽然本来是不同种族，但是因为同样信主，所以他们在困难当中还要来帮助这个耶路撒冷穷人。
Even though they are of different ethnic background, they are all in one family in Lord. Therefore, they wanted to help.
看罗马书第十五章。
Now let's turn back to Romans chapter 15.
刚刚所看的这个二十五节、二十六、二十七节就谈到，因为要把雅盖亚人的奉献拿去耶路撒冷，所以改变行程，要先去耶路撒冷。
So because of this, the offering that Paul needs to take care of, he changes his plan.
二十七节说，这是他们愿乐意的，没有人强迫，他们乐意的。
And verse 17, they were pleased to do though. It was not by.
其实也算是所欠的债要还，就爱心的债要还爱心的债。
This is actually, indeed, they owe this to them out of their love.
因为外邦人在他们属灵而好像有份。就应该把养生柱供给他们，因为他们信耶稣因亚伯拉罕缘故啊。
Because the Gentiles believing came to believe because of Abraham.
神对亚伯拉应许要给从他祖孙出现基督成为救主来拯救亚伯拉罕的祖孙，也要拯救世界是各国的人。
God has promised Abraham that out of his descendants there will be saviors for his people as well for all nations in the world.
所以外邦人能够信耶稣是因亚伯拉罕缘故。
So the reason why the Gentiles can come to believe is because of Abraham.
犹太人是亚伯的祖孙。犹太人是亚伯的祖孙。
The Jews are obviously descendants of Abraham.
帮助一段穷人等于是在钱债欠的人情的份。
Therefore,
这个债。
Are helping the Jews here, they're actually repaying what they owe to Abraham.
28-29节是第三小段，经过罗马去西班牙。
So verses 28 and 29 is a small section where describe how they.
本来计划是要去西班牙，经过罗马去看他们，现在改变计划，先去耶路撒冷，然后要去。西班牙的这个半途啊，去罗马看他们。
So their original plan was to stop by in Rome on the way to Spain. Here they have to go to Jerusalem first.
看二十八节。
In verse 28.
等我办完这事，把这善果，这个善果就是奉献的钱啊，向他们交付明白，我就要路过你们那里，然后去西班牙，就路过你们那边去罗马，然后去西班牙。
And here he's gonna go to Jerusalem first, then go to Rome, then go to Spain.
二十五节，我为小的去时候，必带着基督奉着恩典而去啊。他说要来罗马，不是空手来的，要到带很多基督恩典到罗马教会来。
When he come to the churches in Rome, he will not come empty-handed, but with the full measure of blessing of Christ.
他要带什么恩典去罗马教会呢
？What kind of blessing was he referring to here?
就是用神的话来造就他们信心。
Is to edify their faith through the words of God.
给他们灵性长进。
So that they can grow in their spirit.
或者是有病的 弟兄姐妹为他按手祷告，给他病得医治。
Maybe those brother and sister who are sick will be healed by him by his laying hand.
对、yeah, ，做这个做基督恩典。
These are all blessings of Christ.
所以传道人不管派到什么地方去，要带基督恩典去。
So no matter where a pastor is sent to, he also always go with the blessing of Christ.
也就有神同工。
Therefore, he will have the work with God.
有神同工才能够把基督恩典带到那边去。
You can only have the blessing of Christ if you have God working with you.
那有没有神同工自己知道弟兄姐妹看得出来。
You will know by yourself and your brother and sister can tell as well whether you have God working with you.
台湾的传道原则上注目一个教会事务最短要一年。
In principle, the pastors in Taiwan, when they pastor a church, they had to be there at least for a year.
如果有神同工可能被留任三年五年。
If God works with them, they may have stayed there for 3 to 5 years.
那有的传道一年没有神同工，一年在信徒的感觉好像很久。
And sometimes if God does not work with them, 1 year seems too long for the believers.
为什么一年还没有到？
How come the year is not still up yet?
就像信徒听到，如果是感觉对自己有帮助的、有内容的，一个钟头很快过去了。
For example, if you believers listen to certain sermon, if they're very helpful for them, they think that 1 hour will pass by real fast.
如果那他感觉那处的道理对他没有什么造就，感觉像一个钟头很久还没有到。
On the contrary, if that sermon is not very useful for them, they feel this is a long, long, long sermon.
有人说什么叫短篇文章，什么叫长篇文章？
And what's the difference between a long article and a short article?
他说有内容的长不算长。
If you have true content, a long article is not really long.
没有乱内容的短不算短。
If you do not have anything to say, a short article is actually not really short.
所以长短是由读者的感觉去评断，而不是由长短文章去决定长不长。
So for an article, it's not the number of words that counts, whether what the reader can get out of it.
保罗就是要把基督的恩典带到罗马去，所以他们也是很期待他去。
So Paul here wants to bring the blessing of Christ to Rome, and the people in Rome also looking forward to it.
在罗马书一章他已经讲过他要去罗马。
In Romans chapter 1, he already mentioned that he wanted to go to Rome.
在十五章又讲他要去罗马。
Here in 15, he mentioned it again.
结果他没有去成。
In the end, he wasn't able to make it.
他去罗马两次都坐牢去的。
And 2 times he was there, he was in jail.
第一次记在使徒二十八章坐牢两年。
The first time it was in Acts chapter 28, he stayed in jail for 2 years.
后来得了释放。
So when he was released later.
第二次去罗马坐牢，记在提摩太后书第四章。
Second time he was in jail over there in Rome was in recording the Second Corinthians.
那是尼禄皇帝时候，尼禄王的时候。
That was during the time of King Nero.
那一次被判死刑。
That time he was sentenced to death.
所以他很想去罗马教，结果去坐牢，当作囚犯的身份，而不是当作传道身份去教会看顾他们，看牧养他们。
So he really wanted to go to Rome. However, twice he was there. Both times he went as a prisoner.
人的脚步是神所安排、所引导的。自己想要做什么，不一定神的意思要你那么去做。
Our footsteps are all guided by God. We may want to do something. God's will may be different.
第五段是35-33节，请罗马教会代祷。
And finally, verses 30-33, he's asking for the prayers from Roman Church.
看三十节。
Let's look at verse 30.
弟兄们，我借着我们主耶稣基督，又借着圣灵的爱，劝你们与我一同竭力，为我祈求神啊！保罗请罗马教为他代祷。
Paul is asking the church to pray for him.
虽然保罗很恩数。
Even though Paul is very gifted.
但是他还感觉需要弟兄姊妹为他代祷。
He still feels the need for others to pray for him.
代祷的内容从31-32里面谈到三项。
There are 3 things he mentioned that he won't pray for in verses 31-32.
看31节。
31.
叫我脱离在犹太不顺从的人。保罗要去耶路撒冷。
He wanted to go to Jerusalem.
他一起到耶路撒冷会受逼迫。
He knew that when he go there, he would be persecuted.
不是怕逼迫，而是怕因为逼迫妨碍他的工作。
He was not afraid of the persecution in it by itself because he, really actually he was afraid this will hinder his holy work.
他随时准备为主舍命，怎么会怕逼迫呢？
He's ready to die for God. How come? How would he be afraid of persecution?
所以请罗马教会代祷，叫他脱离犹太不顺从的人，并不是怕逼迫，而是怕因为逼迫妨碍他的工作。
He be rescued from the unbelievers in Judea is not because he's afraid, but rather he does not want those to be hindering for his holy work.
第二件说，也叫我为耶路撒冷所办的捐献，可蒙圣徒悦纳，这个是人祷告。
Second matter is that his service in Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints there.
啊，耶路撒冷穷，信徒虽然很穷，但他们有自尊心呢。
Even though the believers in Jerusalem are quite poor, they have their self-respect.
尤其犹太人是神的选民。
Especially the Jews are the chosen people of God.
亚伯的祖孙。
The descendant of Abraham.
他们很有优越感，这对自己的民族很有一个优越感。
They have a very strong sense of proud.
他们向来看不起外邦人。
They oftentimes look down upon the Gentiles.
因为外邦人没有行够礼，是不洁净的族类。
Because they feel that those guys are not even circumcised, they are not clean.
很穷也有自尊心呢。
So even though they are poor, they still have a self-respect.
所以去帮助他，他不一定会接受。
So they may not accept those help from outside.
因此要为这个事祷告，让他们能够接受。
So that they can accept this.
有时候我们看一个弟兄姐妹生活有困难，想帮助他。
Sometimes we encounter brothers and sisters who are in need of help.
他也不一定会接受。
They may not accept the help, however.
我们可以告诉他你现在需要。
We may tell them that now you are in need.
我现在有能力。
We have the means to help you.
啊，所以我帮助你。
Therefore, I help you now.
以后神祝福你，可能你会富有起来。
So maybe in the future, God will bless you. You'll be wealthy.
有一天可能会穷下来。
One day I may be poor.
那你那时候也可以来帮助我。
And maybe that day you can come back to help me.
那我也会接受啊。
I will accept your help.
你现在不接受，以后你要帮助我，怎么敢接受呢？
If you do not accept my help now, how dare I accept your help in the future?
啊，这样讲说可能对方会接受。
And this is one way that the other party may feel acceptable.
因为当我们要帮助一个人说，他会想是不是有不对的企图呢？
Sometimes when we try to help others, they may feel we have an ulterior motive.
虽然他都不敢接受。
That's why they are afraid to take our help.
我们这个真心的帮助他，不是有什么企图。
If we truly help them without any material motive,
主是想要解决的目的困难。
If our only hope is to solve their problem,
啊，把他的一家人
to help them,
to help their family, 他就比较容易接受。
And then we easier for them to accept.
所以保罗第二件有求罗马教代祷的是让犹太人可以接受这个捐献。
So the second prayer is that he wants.Is to have the Jerusalem people to accept the gifts.
啊，三十二节代祷的内容第三项。
The third prayer item in 32.
并叫我顺着神的旨意，欢欢喜喜到你们那里，与你们同得安息。啊，这里说他要到罗马教会去，是要顺着神旨意去的，不敢强求。
Here mentioned that when he come to the Rome, he will come by God's will.
啊，我们不管求什么，都要有这个原则，顺着神旨意，不要。助理说我要怎么样就怎么样。
So no matter what we ask for, we also keep this in mind. It will be, everything will be by God's will.
马太二十六章记载耶稣在客厅祷告时候就是这样。
This is the way Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, recorded in Matthew chapter 25.
求天父让这个杯离开他。
He asked the Lord to take away this cup from him.
但他不敢强求。
But he wants God's will be accepted.
他说只要照你的意思，不要照意思。
Do things according to your will, not my will.
保罗去罗马也是不敢强求，要。按照神的旨意去，如果神不许他去，他也不敢去。
So when Paul wanted to go to Rome, he also wanted this to be by God's will. If God's will is not so, he does not want to go.
啊，我们再看三到三节。
Now let's read chapter verse 33.
第三小段祝福的话。
This is a word of blessing.
愿属天的神常和你们众人同在。阿门啊！保罗书信常常有这样的祝福的话。
And this kind of blessing words filled in Paul's letters.
我们的神是属天的神。
God is a God of peace.
他与我们同在，我们就有平安。
When He is with us, we'll have peace.
保罗有时候在书信的开头，有在中间，有在后面，有这样的祝福的话。
God, Paul also always mentioned this either in the beginning or in the middle or in the end of his letters.
啊，现在我们看十六章。
Now let's turn to chapter 16.
十六章大部分都是问安的话。
Chapter 16 is mostly personal greetings.
啊，第一段是一节到二节。
The first section is verses 1 and 2.
保罗 替腓比 做介绍，介绍腓比给罗马教会信徒认识。
Here he commanded Sister Phoebe to the church in Rome.
啊，第一节书第一小段，腓比是这个教会的女执事。
And Phoebe is a sister worker and servant in church in sanctuary.
第二节书第二小段，请罗马教会接待腓比这个女执事。
He asked the church to receive her in a way worthy of saints.
啊，看第一节，我对你们举荐我们的姐妹腓比，她是坚固的教会中的女执事啊，在他这里介绍这个腓比就是坚固教会的女执事。
Here in the Chinese translation, actually mentioned that she is a deaconess in the church.
她要去罗马。
She wanted to go to Rome.
经过哥林多。
On the way through a Corinthian church.
保罗在哥林多写好罗马书，就请腓比带到罗马教会去。
So when Paul finished the letter, she wanted her to bring the letter to Rome.
她可能会在罗马住一阵子，所以就替她做介绍。
So since she may stay a while in Rome, therefore, Paul introduced her to the church over there.
看第二节。
In verse 2.
请你们为主的接待他合乎圣徒的体统，这里说要为主的缘故接待他，合乎圣徒的体统，就用主里面的一家人的精神来爱他，来接待他。
Here he asking the church to receive her like a family member that's worthy of the saints.
他在乎上要你们帮助，你们就要帮助他，就是了解他需要什么，就帮助他。
And to understand what she needs and to help her out when necessary.
因为他素来就帮助许多人，也帮助了保罗。
Because she has been a great help to other people, including Paul.
可见这个你就很有爱心。
We can see that this sister is full of love.
那么这么有爱心的姐妹到你们那边去，你应当要在主里面用爱心来接待她。
For such a sister full of love to go to visit you, you should receive her with love as well.
啊，接下来这个第三节到十六节是第二段为罗马教会信徒问安。
So verses 3 all the way to 16 are greeting to different brothers and sisters in Roman church.
当时的信徒常常搬来搬去，所以保罗虽然没有去过罗马教会，但罗马教会这些人呢，他是曾经接触过的。
And the believers at that time also they tend to move around a lot. And even though Paul never been to Rome, he knew all the people.
啊，那第一小段是三节到第四节问百基拉、亚基拉的安。
The verses 3 and 4 are greeting to Priscilla and Aquila.
我们通常习惯介绍夫妻都是先提到他丈夫的名字，再提到他妻子的名字。
Normally when we introduce a husband and wife, we mention the husband's name first.
但保罗再次把他倒过来，先介绍妻子名字，再介绍他丈夫的名字。
Here Paul introduced mentioned the wife's name first, then the husband's name.
百基拉是丈夫，这个妻子亚基拉是丈夫。
Aquila is the husband and Priscilla is the wife.
我们看使徒第十八章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传第十八章。
Acts chapter 18.
第一节。
Verse 1.
十八章第一节，这是以后保罗到了离了雅典，来到哥林多。第二节，遇见一个犹太人名叫亚基拉，他生在本都，因为哥老丢命犹太人都离开罗马，新进带着妻子百基拉从意大利来，保罗就投奔他们。第三节，他们本是铸造帐篷为业，保罗就因为他跟他们同业，就和他同住做工啊。这边谈到这个亚基拉是丈夫，妻子是百基拉。
Here mentioned, Aquila is the husband and Priscilla is the wife.
他们曾经有一阵子在这个哥林多跟保罗同工。
So they spent some time in the church in Corinthian with Paul together.
保罗也是住帐篷的。
Paul is also a tent maker.
啊，因为保罗是开拓传道，保罗是开拓传道，就是建立没有信徒的地方，建立教会。
Paul, as we mentioned earlier, is an exploratory pastor.
没有人信就没有人接待。
If there's nobody believing in that place yet, there won't be anybody to receive him.
就算有人信，教会刚刚开始，信徒也没有多少。
Even if there were a few believers in the beginning, there won't be too many people.
所以保罗为了不给信徒负担，他在这里做帐篷赚工钱来生活。
So in order not to burden the believers financially, he himself is a tent maker. He used that to make a living.
好像我们早期保罗、张巴拿巴，他们刚开始建立教的时候，也都没有接受教会的接待。
Just like our true Jesus Church, holy work in the beginning, they had their work as well in the world so that they did not have to receive money from the church.
为保罗甚至为了传福音卖土地卖山住。
And Paul Wei, our founder, who in order to spread the gospel, he sold his properties.
因为他有他的同工需要生活，所以就卖土地来供给同工一起生活。
He sold lands in order to support his co-workers financially.
他印出福音传单啊，要印一些这个宣传宣传品。也需要花钱，所以卖三处卖土地。
And he sold his land three times in order to have the money to print material to preach the gospel.
啊，有人接待就给他接待，没有人接待就是自己想办法赚钱工钱来生活。
If there are people there to receive them, they will take their help. If there are nobody to receive them, they will think of ways themselves.
啊，那百基拉、亚基拉、百基拉这一对夫妻就曾经在哥林多跟保罗同工过，一起传福音建立哥林多教会。
Couple Priscilla and Aquila, they used to work with Paul in the Church of Corinthians to establish the church there.
那为什么在罗马书十五章的第三节会把这个妻子的名字放在前面，把丈夫的名字放在后面？这个没有特别意思。
So there's no particular reason why Paul put the wife's name first in front of husband's name.
因为使徒十八章就先谈到丈夫的名字。
Because in Acts chapter 18, it mentioned the husband's name first.
哥林多前十六章也是一样。
Same in Corinthians chapter 16.
哥林多前十六章的第十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 16, verse 19.
哥林前十六章十六亚西亚的众教问你们安亚基拉和百基拉，并在他们家里的教会因主多多问你们安啊，这里就谈到。亚基拉和百基拉也是先提到丈夫的名字，再提到妻子的名字。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 19, it also mentioned the wife's name first.
所以罗马书十五章的第三节先提妻子的名字，再提丈夫的名字，没有什么特别用意。只不过想到这个就写，先想到妻子的名字，就把名字写出来。在别的地方是先讲丈夫名字，再讲妻子的名字，所以这个没有特别意思。
There's no particular reason why he recorded the wife's name first in here in chapter 16.
啊，看回来罗马书的十六章啊，第三节啊，他说百基拉、亚基拉他们在基督耶稣里是跟保罗同工的，就一起传福音，建立哥林多教会。
So verse 3 says here, Priscilla and Aquila, they're his fellow workers in Jesus in Christ.
现在百基拉、亚基拉已经到罗马来了。
Now they're coming to Rome.
所以保罗向他们问安。
And Paul here is sending greeting to them.
第四节。
Verse 4.
也为我的命将自己的景象注入度外，不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教也都感谢他们啊。这里谈到这一对夫妻很爱护保罗，为了保护保罗，连自己生命都可以不要。
Here you mentioned this couple, they loved Paul so much that they did risk their own lives.
因为保罗常常遇到逼迫。
Because Paul oftentimes encountered persecution.
那这对夫妻为了保护保罗，连自己的命都可以不要。
And in order to protect him, they sometimes risk their own lives.
所以不但是保罗感激他们，连众教都要感谢这一对夫妻的爱心。
So not only Paul, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them.
第五节又问在他们家中的教安，这里所谓的家中教安，就我们现在所谓的家庭聚会。
In verse 5 here is referring church at meet at house is our actually our what we have now is a family services.
在保罗的书信常常提到家中教会啊。
And Paul mentioned quite different places in his letters about this family services.
我们刚刚看的跟前书六章九十九的也是一样，那边也有讲家中的教会。
Earlier in Rome we have mentioned the family service as well.
我们现在教会成立的模式都是从家庭开始。
And our nowadays we start our church also from a family service.
信徒增加就成立祈祷所。
When we have more and more members, we establish a house of prayer.
信徒再增加，一有这个领导人物了，就成立一个教会。
And then when the leaders emerge, when members grow, we establish a church.
主要也是这个模式，他先有家庭教会。
And in the time of apostle, they have this family service as well.
尼底亚信主说，就是他的家做家庭聚会的地方。
So Aquila, when they start, they use their house as the place for their family.
看使徒行传十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 16.
十六章的四十节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 14.
使徒十六章四十节，二人出了监，往尼底亚家里去，见了弟兄们啊。保罗、西拉出监以后， 到你的家里去见到别的弟兄。
Acts chapter 16 verse 40, when Paul and Silas came out of the prison, they went to Lydia's house.
可见李弟一家信主以后，把福音传开了，他的家成了聚会的地点。
So Lydia's house was used as a revenue for family service.
所以保罗出监以后，就到李家这里见别的弟兄。
So when Paul and Silas went out of the prison, they went to Lydia's house.
腓立比教就这样建立起来。
And this is how the church in Philippians was established.
我们在美国的教会也几个地方是这样的。刚刚来说没有教会啊。
Quite a few different churches in the U.S. are also established this way.
就是举行家庭聚会。
In the beginning, because there was no church, they have family services.
信徒增加就成立起之后，然后增加了就成立教会。我们在美国的教会就这么成立起来。
And this is how the churches in the U.S. was established.
台湾的几个地方的教会也是这样成立起来。
It was a similar situation in Taiwan.
在台东县有一个老传道姓郑，现在已经立长老，九十多岁了。
In Taidong, there was a church where an elder who is 90 years old now.
他为了建立教就搬到一个地方去，那边没有我们的信徒。
In order to establish a church, he will move to a place where there's no members.
那也有几个信徒跟他一起搬到那边。
Maybe there were a couple of other family church members following him.
就开始举行家庭聚会。
Then they will have their family service.
那邀请邻居来参加。
He will ask neighbors to join them.
以后信徒增加就成立教会。
As the membership grew, they will establish a church there.
韩国有一个也是这样。
There's one elder in Korea who did the same thing.
他搬到没有信徒的地方去。
He will move to a place where there's no member
from the church. 开始家庭聚会。
They will start their family service.
邀请邻居来参加。
Asking their neighbors.
以后成立教会。
And then they will have a church.
他用这个方法建立三个教会。
He established three churches like this.
所以这个家庭教很重要。
So it's very important to have this family service.
家庭教不但是要兼顾全家人的信心，而且能够成为一个据点。
It not only strengthens the faith of the family, it also becomes a starting point of the church.
然后有机会就邀请邻居朋友来参加这个家庭聚会。
It's a good place to ask neighbors and friends to come over.
很多人因为没有听过福音，不懂这个福音多么好。如果他听了就晓得这个很好，以后如果主的羊听了的声音，他就来加入。
There are many people in the world who has never heard of this gospel, and given their opportunity, they will be able to come join us.
再看这个第五节
，verse five，
又问。在他们家中的教安啊，就是这个百基的、雅基的的家庭教会、家庭聚会的安啊。问我所亲爱的以拜尼土安，他在亚细亚受归基督初级的果子啊，在亚细亚第一种子啊。
Here we mention the first seed in Asia。
第六节又问玛利亚安，他为你们多受劳苦。
Six.
第七节
Seven.
又问我亲属，这里有个亲属，十一节有个亲属，还有十一节有个亲属，这三个地方亲属有的译本翻成犹太同胞。
In verse 7 and 11, mentioned the word relatives.
不一定是跟保罗有亲戚关系，是他的犹太同胞。
Those are not necessarily their blood relative, but rather those people may be just Jews.
看第七节，又问我亲属已有一同坐监的安多尼古和尼优尼亚安，这两个人就跟保罗为了福音一同坐过监的。
And those two people mentioned here has been in prison with Paul for the sake of gospel.
他们在使徒中有名望的。也就比有先在基督里，就比保罗先信耶稣。
And they actually came to believe before Paul.
第八节
，verse eight，
又问我在主里面所亲爱的安伯利安。第九节又问在基督里已有同工的俄巴努，并我所亲爱的数大属者。又问在基督里经过书院的。亚比利安问亚利多家里的人安啊，这个都问安的话啊。
Those are greeting to different people.
十一节又问我亲属西罗天安，问拿比数家在主里的安。十二节又问为主劳苦的土卫拿数和土户沙数安，问可亲爱为主多受劳苦的比西数安。十三节又问在基督里蒙拣选鲁夫和他母亲安，他的母亲就是母亲，这里说鲁夫的母亲就保罗的母亲。
Here in verse 13, Rufus.
因为保罗在耶路撒冷时候曾经受了鲁夫母亲的照顾。
Here his mother is also Paul's mother because he was taken care of by his mother. 所以
保罗把他当作自己的母亲。
So Paul treated her, his mother and his own mother.
其实不是他的亲生的母亲。
Of course, he's not his biological mother.
好，第十六节。
Verse 14.
又问亚损奇土弗洛干黑米巴罗巴。 黑马，并与他们在一处的弟兄安啊，这个在一处也是家庭聚会啊。
Again, here he mentioned the family service here.
第十五节，又问腓罗罗谷和尤利亚安尼利尤利亚尼利亚和他姐妹同阿林巴。并与他们在一处的众圣，哎，这个在一处就是家庭聚会。
Again, you mentioned the concept of family service.
所以当时属都是了好多的家庭聚会。
So we can see at that time there are so many different family services.
啊，说后来这些家庭聚会有一天呢、啊，就人数增加，可能成为教会了。
And one day, one of the, they will become churches.
啊，十六节，你们亲嘴问安彼此，勿要圣洁，基督的众呢都问你们安啊，这个。亲嘴问的是当时的风俗。
A kiss is their tradition at time.
保罗没有说这个风俗不好，而是说他们要保住距离，啊，保守圣洁，不要因为亲嘴问安啊发生这个感情。
And Paul was not saying it's not good to kiss, but they need to keep holy.
啊，教会弟兄姐妹一起敬拜神，常常有这个会发生这个感情啊。
And sometimes when we worship God together, work for God together, we may have emotion in our among us.
那弟兄姐妹，如果是没有结婚的，发生感情，这个是以后要可能成为夫妻的一个开始。
For brothers and sisters who are not married, when they start to have feelings toward one another, this may be the beginning of a marriage.
那跟别人配偶就不应当有这个感情。
If you had your spouse already, you should not have this kind of feeling.
尤其结婚前，这个男女之间的交往也要保持一个距离，不要过于亲近，因为这个有时候可能给魔鬼留地步。
And for, even for those brothers and sisters who are not married, they need to keep a appropriate distance between the two before they get married.
所以保罗要他们保守圣洁，彼此圣洁。
Paul wants them to keep holy.
那十七到二十节是第二段
，second
要防备假书的诱惑。
From verses 17 to 20 is to prevent the teaching of false teacher.
十七十八节是第一小段要躲避假书户。
Verses 17-18 they need to keep away the false teacher.
看十七节
，Let's read
弟兄们，那些离间你们。叫你们跌倒，必有所学之道的人，我劝你们要留意躲避他们。这里是提到要防备假书的迷惑。
Here he's warning them to keep away from those false teachers.
他们所教导你们是你们背后你们所学的道理的。
What they teach is actually in contrary to what the truth.
你们所学的道理要和睦啊。
Well, what you need to learn is the lesson of harmony.
但假如要理解你们呢
？But they cause different division.
你们所学道理要在真的站得住啊！他们要让你们跌倒啊
！You want to learn something that you can stand firm on, but they
want you to fall. 所以他们教导是背后你们所学的了。
So what they are teaching you is against what you have learned.
你主要躲避他们。
Therefore, you need to keep away from them.
第十八节，因为这样的人不服侍我们的主耶稣基督，只服自己的肚腹。这里所说的服自己、服侍自己的肚腹，不是说他喜欢做好东西啦。
Here, when they say in verse 18, they are not serving our Lord, but their own appetite, they are not saying those guys they love to eat.
服侍他里面的那些律法的条文。
But rather, they were serving the laws and the regulation inside their mind.
当时有一些犹太人来教里面扰乱信徒的信心。
There were certain Jews at that time, they come to cause confusion, cause weakness, of the believers.
就用摩西律法做根据，说信耶稣还要守摩西律法。
So they will use the Mosaic law to teach the disciples to do this and that.
他们满肚子都是律法的条文，用这个做夸耀。
Full of laws and they are proud of that.
所以服侍自己的肚腹，不是服侍基督。
That's why they're serving their own appetite, but not the Lord Jesus.
他们有口才，用花言巧语来诱惑你们。
They are very eloquent and therefore use smooth talk.
所以不要受欺骗。
Therefore, do not be deceived.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节，你们的顺服已经传于众人，所以我为你们欢喜。但我愿意你们在善恶上聪明，在恶上愚拙。这里谈到罗马教顺服已经传给众人。
Here. In verse 19, it says that everyone has heard about your obedience.
在第一章那边说，他们信德传遍天下。
In verse chapter 1, mentioned that their goodness has been spread around the world.
在这里说，他们信徒传给众人。
Here again, their obedience has been heard around.
其实顺服也是信的一个表现。
Obedience is one of the characteristics of have being faithful.
雅各书二章那边说，身体没有灵是死的。
In book James chapter 2 mentioned, if you do not have
信没有行为是死的。
If you do not have acts, your faith is dead.
身体有灵魂，有生命就有行动。
If you have to have acts, deeds in order for your faith to be alive.
有生命信心也是有行为啊。
You have to whatever faith you have, whatever acts will come with
it. 所以这个顺服也是信的表现。
And therefore, to be obedient is also one of the manifestations.
然后他，我愿意你们在善上聪明，在恶上愚拙啊，在善上聪明就懂得行善，在恶上聪愚拙就不懂行恶。
So here I want them to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil.
再看这个二十节。
Verse 20.
愿二十节，数别的神快要将撒旦建在里面脚下，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常和你们众人同在。这里谈到神快要把撒旦建在里面脚下，就是说真理要夺了最后的胜利。
Here God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet.Because the truth will triumph.
然后又给他祝福说，愿主耶稣基督恩常跟你们同在。
Also mentioned the grace of Lord Jesus will be with them.
那二十一到二十四节是代同工问安。
In verses 21, 24, as greetings to co-workers.
保罗传福音好多同工。
Paul had many different co-workers.
因一个人不可能完成那么多的工作。
It was important for him to finish all this work by himself.
所以他身旁有一些同工来协助他。
And therefore, he has many co-workers to help him out.
那这里到了代替同工来向罗马教问安。
Here, he sent his greetings from those co-workers.
看二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
以我同工的提摩太和我的妻子路求、以孙所希巴德问你们安啊。这里同工的第一个提到提摩太。
So the first co-worker you mentioned is Timothy.
提摩太是年轻时代保罗把他带出来训练的。
And Paul has been training Timothy since his youth.
那保罗离世之前写了提摩后书来勉励提摩太要怎么去传福音。
He wrote the book of 2 Timothy before his death to encourage him how to preach the gospel.
所以他很看重提摩太这个年轻人。
Therefore, he really cherished this young guy.
他要代替提摩太向罗马教问安。
He wanted to send Timothy's greeting to the churches in Rome.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
这代笔写信的得丢，在主里又里面安。这里谈到罗马书是得丢代笔，不是保罗亲笔写的。
Here I mention the book of Romans actually written down by Tertius.
不但是罗马书，保罗很多书信都是这种情形，别人代笔，他的口述由别人替他写。
Not only this book, but many letters of Paul was actually written down by other people, even though it was was recorded orally by Paul.
为什么他不亲笔写，要别人代笔呢？
How come he didn't write the letter himself?
日本一个神学家说，这个是当时的习惯。
There's one theologian in Japan mentioned this is the tradition at the time.
我认为当时习惯以外，应当还有一个理由。
I believe there's one additional reason besides this.
就是眼睛不好。
That is that Paul's eyesight wasn't very good.
自己写很辛苦，所以要别人替他代笔。
It's very difficult for him to write things himself.
这个我们可以从几
节
圣经来了解他。
This we can turn to a couple of verses in the Bible.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
第九章这个第七节。
Verse 7.
同行的人站在那里，说不出话来。听见声音却不看不见人啊！这个保罗眼睛瞎了，看不见人。第八节，扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛，竟不能看见什么。有人拉的手领他进了大马色。第九节，三日不能出看见，也不吃不喝啊！这里谈到耶稣用情况照保罗，他眼睛瞎了三天，什么都看不见。
So here says that.Jesus shined light on Saul. He was blind for 3 days.
再看第九章的十八节。
Verse 18 of chapter 9.
扫罗的眼睛上好像有连地刻掉下来，他就能看见。于是起来受了洗。这里说，原来你按手在保罗头上祷告，让他被神充满，眼睛就好像有连的东西掉下来，就可以看见。
So verse 18 recorded when Ananias lay hands on him, his eyes were healed, he was able to see again.
我推测虽然可以看见，大概不是完全恢复他的眼力，眼睛不是很好。
I suspect that even though he could see again, his eyesight probably did not recover 100%.
这个可以从圣经啊几个地方来了解这个情况。
Let's refer to a couple of different verses.
加拉太第书章。
Galatians chapter 4.
十三节。加拉太的第数章。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 13.
你们知道我头一次传福音给你们是因为我身体有疾病、啊、这里谈到保罗传福音给加拉太的信徒说当初他 有疾病
Here mentioned that he had an new illness、
啊、为了这个疾病他祷告过三次
And he prayed for three times for this illness
看哥林多后书的第十二章
2 Corinthians chapter 12
哥林多后书第十二章
2 Corinthians chapter 12
十章的第五节
Verse 5
五节有一个软弱、啊、软弱
He mentioned one his weaknesses
第九节也有一个软弱、啊、
Verse 9 also mentioned weakness、
啊、两个第九两个地方谈到 软弱、啊、第十节也有提到软弱
Verse 10 mentioned weakness as well
这跟后书十二章所谈到的几个软弱在加拉太十五章刚刚所读的十五三的翻成疾病啊，所以我们知道这个关键后是所说的软弱，就是加拉书当所说的疾病。
So from those weakness and illness that we just mentioned earlier, and they're talking about the same thing.
他为了做疾病祷告三次。
He prayed for this for three times.
但耶稣说我的恩典够你用，你不必再求了。
But Jesus said, "My grace is sufficient for you to not pray for this anymore."
那到底是什么样的疾病呢
？What kind of illness is this?
看加拉在第十章十五节。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 5.
你们当日所夸的福气在哪里？那时你们若能行，就是把助理眼睛弯出来给我，多情愿，这是我可以给你们做见证啊。
Galatians chapter 4, verse
15. 教会的信徒，他说如果做得到，甘愿把眼睛挖出来送给保罗。
He mentioned those people, the believers in the Galatian church, they're willing to give their own eyes to Paul.
因为他眼睛不好，所以有人说，如果做得到的话，可以把眼睛送给保罗。
Because his eyesight was not good, therefore people would say, if it's possible, we're willing to give our own eyesight to you.
那当时没有这个器官移植的这个医疗医术。
At the time, of course, they did not have the technology to do eyeball transplant.
啊，如果当时有这个医术啊，可能他们真的把眼睛捐出来。
If they had the technology back then, they probably would do it.
那就因为他眼睛不好，才需要。别人把眼睛送给他。
Just because his eyesight was not good, therefore there was a need for other to help him.
接下来在六章更清楚啊。
Galatians chapter 6 is also even clearer.
十一节。
Verse 11.
接下来六章十一节，请看我亲手写给你们的注是何等大啊！他说他亲笔写的注很大。
Here the letters that he write by himself is very large.
眼睛不好才需要写这么大的字，如果写的太小，连字都看不清楚。
You only need to do this if your eyesight are not very good.
所以他的信通常都别人代笔，然后他在信末签名说：“这个我的亲笔的信。”
And therefore, most of the letter was written by other was written down by others. So in the end, he just signed.
那个签名的字很大。
The signature is also letter is quite large.
因此，我推测这个。请别人代笔，除了当时的习惯以外，还有一个可能是眼睛不好。
So that's why I suspect another reason why he have other people to write his letter down for him is because of his eyesight.
当然，这个是推测，我们不能太肯定。
Of course, this is just a suspect. We do not know for sure.
做参考听听可以，但不要当作真理去宣扬，因为没有圣经清楚根据啊。
Spread this as the truth because we do not have foolproof.Proof in the Bible.
啊，不管是什么情况，他请他代笔是一个事实，他不是亲笔写的。
No matter what happened, we all know that it was indeed not himself who wrote the letter down.
那这个得丢代笔，然后我们看二十三节啊。
Now let's go back to chapter 16, verse 23.
那接待我也接待全教的该有问你们安，这里谈到接待保罗也接待全教的该有问大家的安，这个该有就哥林多人。
So、here mentioning Gaius, this person, he is a person from the local church.
所以保罗在工作工作时候，就是在家住在该犹的家里，然后在该犹的家里写了罗马书。
So when he was working in the Corinth, he lived in Gaius' house and wrote the letter in that place.
前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
十数节。
Verse 14.
哥林前一章十数节，我感谢神，除了基利书部并该由以外，我没有给你们一个人梳洗啊。这里谈到该由这个人，保罗为他梳洗的。
Here mentioned actually Paul is the one who baptized Gaius.
啊，他是哥林多人。
He's from Corinth.
所以保罗写罗马书就在哥林多该由的家里写罗马书，由这个德丢代笔，然后由经过你叫你就是挥笔带到罗马叫我来。
And therefore he wrote the letter in Caius' house, and the letter was actually written down by Tertius, and the letter was sent to Rome by Phoebe.
再看十六章的二十四节。
Now let's read verse 24.
城内管银库的以大都和兄弟瓜土问你们安，这里谈到管银库的以大都，这个就当时哥林多书的财政局长。
Here this person, his name is Erastus. He was in charge of the monetary policy in the city.
许多时代信主人大部分都是卑微的人，没有地位，没有学业，没有钱的大多数，但少数也有像这个以拉多在哥林多树政府当财政局长。
Most of the believers at that time was of very humble social backgrounds. However, there were some exceptions once in a while, and this person Erastus was a finance minister in the of that city at the time.
那二十五、二十七节是第五段颂赞的话。
And verses 25 and 26 again are praises and greetings.
第一小段第二十五节说，为神能够坚固罗马教的信心。
In verse 25, only God can establish the faith of this church.
看二十五节。
In verse 25.
唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们信心啊！这个神的话，福音的奥秘是永古隐藏的，如果没有神的启示都看不懂的。
The words of God is actually a mystery hidden for long ages without the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Nobody can understand it.
奥秘有了启示以后，看得清楚就不是奥秘了。
And then with revelation, the mystery is no longer.
那这个保罗所传的就是这个奥秘。
And this is what Paul is preaching.
愿神借着这个奥秘来坚固罗马教的信心。
Through which the faith of Roman Church will be strengthened.
二十四节，说奥秘如今显明出来啊，奥秘一显明就不奥秘。
Now the mystery has been revealed.
传道人任务，长老人任务，就是要阐明奥秘。
The duty of the pastor is to reveal this mystery.
让信徒都能够了解圣经里面好多的预言，好多的预表，好多的灵异，对我们有什么样的教训。
So the believers in the church can understand the mysteries, the prophecies.
而且按着永生神的命，就是神的旨意。借着众先知书，主是万国的名，主他们信如真道福音要传开天下。
And in verse 26, that the gospel will be spread around the world.
二十七节，愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全住的神，主的永来颂赞神。
And this is the final praise for God.
好，那我们这个罗马书的全部的课程就到今天这样结束。
And this concludes all the 16 chapters of the book of Romans.
因为时间很有限，所以我不能够讲得很详细。
Because the time is so limited, I cannot go into too much details.
几年前在南台中教会利用安息日，我讲过五十二次，十六章讲五十二堂。
Couple of years ago in 南中台中 Church, I spent 52 sermons on this topic.
每一堂都讲超过一个钟头。超过一个钟头。
Every sermon is over an hour long.
有两个姐妹整理这个打住的这个电脑打住的记录。
And two sisters was able spend time to take the notes and write everything down.
那么录音整理出来一个钟头10,000 words.
And according to the recording, there was about 10,000 words.per hour.
现在他们整理好了。
Now they have finished compiling all those teachings.
应当最近几个以内应当赶书卷把它整理好印成书。
And I believe in a couple of months that they will be able to finish all the work and put out a new book.
大概会印成上下两本，因为一本52万字太厚很难翻，所以分成上下啊一起出来。
Because there were 52 lessons and 10,000 words per lesson, that's 520 words, and that's too long for one book. We need probably two books.
因为受安息日机会讲，所以每一堂都有题目。
Because the sermons are used for all the Sabbath services, and we have titles for each one of those.
就是讲章数的写法。
And therefore, the book was arranged according to the sermon.
啊，这个印出来以后，各地教会负责人可以当做讲章讲52个钟头。
So once you have the book, you can have 52 sermon topics at your leisure you can use.
一年才52个安息日啊，52个安息日，所以你可以用一年混。
Since only 52 Sabbath in a year, you can use it to cover your whole year.
啊，一般教写的罗马书不是这种写法，不是这种讲法，他们讲的很简单。
And normally other denomination will simply skim through the book of Romans.
真理是神启示的。
Truth is revealed to us by God.
神的话是没有限量的。
The words of God is not limited at all.
神的智慧也是没有限量的。
The wisdom of God is unlimited.
啊，所以我们主要常常祷告、读圣经，神会给我们更多的启示，更多明白神的话的奥妙。
As long as we continue to pray for the guidance, God will reveal the mystery to us.
啊，那我们唱一首诗，然后默祷啊休息。等一下还有这个圣灵疑难问答的解答。
Now let's sing a hymn together. Have a silent prayer. After break, we'll have a question and answer session.
唱诗284首。
284。